WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Well, now that we've explored America, our film critic John Powers is going to scout out some foreign films. It wasn't so long ago there were foreign filmmakers that everyone knew, like Bergman, Fellini, and Truffaut. That's no longer true. But John says there are still some good foreign films out there, you just have to work harder to find them.
Back in the 60s and early 70s, foreign films were part of the cultural mainstream. These days, they're caught in a vicious downward cycle. The movies themselves are less popular than they used to be, which means that distributors don't make much profit by bringing them out. This means that there's very little money for advertising, which means that the media largely ignores them and exhibitors are reluctant to book them. So much so that in most parts of this country, it's hard to see foreign films. This makes them seem even more alien, and they grow ever less popular. What hasn't changed is that foreign films offer a soul-saving alternative to Hollywood's obsession with special effects and serial killers. Right now, three very different movies, one French, one Palestinian, and one Chinese, are slowly making their way across the country, and I urge you to look out for them. They're incomparably better than all but a small handful of this year's American movies. Nanette Ebony is a new French film by Claire Denis, who is, after Jane Campion, probably the most acclaimed woman director in the world. Set in Marseille, it's the story of a brother and sister separated by their parents' divorce. Bonnie is a dreamy 18-year-old high school dropout who runs a pizza wagon and spends his nights having sexual fantasies about the local baker's wife. His sister Nanette is a beautiful, melancholy 15-year-old who's pregnant with an unwanted child. The two have been estranged for years, and Denis captures the slow, oblique process by which these two reach a tentative reconciliation. This is a movie of moods, yearning glances, shifting emotions. And it's filled with a poetry you can get a feel for in the movie's wonderful score by the English group Tindersticks. There's a similar gentleness to Chronicle of a Disappearance, a comedy by the Palestinian filmmaker Ilya Suleiman that will undercut your cliché images of mad bombers and sobbing children. The movie is a fictionalized diary about Suleiman's visit to Nazareth in Jerusalem, in particular, his time among the Palestinian middle class, which can feel its culture slowly being eaten away. This is a somber theme, but what makes Chronicle of a Disappearance remarkable is its lightness of touch. As an actor, Suleiman is a deadpan clown like Buster Keaton or Jacques Tati, and he spends the movie wryly observing the details of daily life. An old woman ranting about a relative's bad marriage, the tedium of selling tourist items to visitors in the Holy Land, or the casual way the Israeli militia bursts into his house. Suleiman is a serious enough man to know that humor can be profound, and his sly, low-key film makes us care about his world far more than any number of strident political melodramas. If Chronicle of a Disappearance shows how less can be more, Wong Kar-wai's Happy Together embodies the joy of stylistic fireworks. Hong Kong superstars Tony Leung and Leslie Cheung play gay lovers who travel to Buenos Aires, only to fall into an endless cycle of squabbles, breakups, and reconciliations. In fact, the movie isn't simply about a love affair gone bad, but about all kinds of split-ups and reconciliations, including Hong Kong's reunion with the Chinese mainland earlier this summer. As he proved in Chungking Express, Wong Kar-wai is the most giddily inventive filmmaker working anywhere in the world, and every shot in this movie is a dazzler. Although his style can wear you out, it's possible to be too brilliant, his movies always take the audience someplace completely new. Even more flamboyantly than Nanette Ebony and Chronicle of a Disappearance, Happy Together takes the movies into the next millennium.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.